Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the next chapter Widow Ministry Talk Show. This show and our ministry is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Hasn't it been a beautiful and lovely sunny day? It is amazing that in March we're having this type of weather, but I enjoyed every bit of it today. Only problem, which was a good problem, is I catch the bus when I go to work now to go get to downtown. But today we had a little problem getting on the bus on schedule because President Obama was in town. But I know we people complain about everything. The traffic was pretty heavy in certain areas because they had to shut down several streets, and it affected my bus route. So we had to walk several blocks to get to another area in order for the bus to come down. But I didn't complain. And the reason why I didn't complain, because it was a good thing. It was a good thing that we had a black president who shut down Atlanta for a little while until he went where he wanted to go. He appeared at Georgia Tech today. He spoke at 1:30, and he went some other places too. But when he comes, you know, they shut it down. But I was happy about it because it was a black president. Think about it. Just to be able to have, to think that it wasn't a white president, and I ain't prejudiced. But it felt good that it was a black president shutting the city down. But all was well because the weather was nice. I didn't have to it was supposed to have been raining all week, but it didn't rain today. So It wasn't a bad walk. It was several blocks down the street trying to find where the bus was going to run. It was all right. And I was pleased about it because it was a black president who had shut the city down. But I hope everybody's doing well tonight. And tonight we're going to talk about decision. Don't you get tired of having to make decision, and sometimes being the only one that you got to make the decisions? You know, for your home, your car, your job, and all those different things, you got to make all these decisions. Sometimes I get tired of making decisions. The first time when it's a joke. It was sad, but I want to also, you know, make it sound like a joke so it wouldn't sound so sad. Well, the first time I had to make my first big decision, and guess what the first big decision I had to make when my husband passed? To change the light bulb in the ceiling. Everything that needed to be fixed in the house, all I had to do was tell my husband, something was broken, a light bulb wasn't, you know, he needed to change a light bulb, and all I had to do was just tell him. I didn't have to do none of those things. But one day when he was not at home, no, when he was not at home, he left. He was deceased. That's what I mean to say, making a whole joke tonight. But the first time I had to change a bulb, I got the step ladder. Then I stood on that step ladder. And as I was taking the top off to put the bulb in, I started boo-boo crying because I never had to do this before. My husband always took care of it. I stood up there changing that bulb, crying continuously the whole time. But I got over it because from then on I had to change it anyway. So either I stopped crying and just do what I had to do, and that's exactly what I did. So decision, decision, decision. Good or bad, we all have to make decisions. Well, scripture I'm going to read about that. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's coming from 1 Corinthians 10:31. Making decisions can be a burdensome task. What you decide can have far-reaching consequences for your own life as well as for the lives of people who are dependent on you. That is why some people try to avoid their responsibility while others make reckless or selfish decisions. To ensure that you do not become ensnared in these traps, you should take all your concern to God in prayer. Lay your problems, your doubt, and fears of defeat, and talk to Him about your plans and thoughts for the future. Leave the matter to Him and ask Him to guide you in every decision that you have to make, so that you remain in His will. Well, I wish he was around, but I didn't listen to him, and I didn't even ask him. I made a decision about more than 20 years ago, and I wish I had prayed. I wish I had prayed and talked to him, God, about it, because that was one of my most biggest mistake. I can't share it with you because, you know, I'm so ashamed about it. But it was one of my biggest decision I had to make, and it wasn't a good one. And sometimes I still let it beat up. I just let that beat up on me. I just can't seem to. Every time I say I gotta let it go, it comes right on back. But anyway. But I'm going to have to go forward and to give it up, and knowing that good going to come out of it and God's going to change. I don't have to have faith that God is going to change it all. But we all make those kind of mistakes that we want to get our feet and kick our butts for. And I'm sure many of you on the line can vouch that you've been there. That is something that you have done in the past that you regret so much. And it could be more than one thing, but one major thing that just keeps bothering me, but I'm going to have to release it. Every time I say release it, it comes back, but I'm going to have to release it for good. I think I'm going to try to deal with the situation within this 40 days of Lent. And so when Lent is over, that'll be over for me. Well, if you're willing to trust the Lord unconditionally, you will find that He will open doors for you in His own wonderful time and way, and will guide you on the path that you have chosen for you. Remain in the presence of the living Christ and continue to please God, and you will find that you will make the right decision because God lovingly guides you. Yeah, we must continue to trust Him for guidance. And He will if we listen, take time to listen to Him. Making definite decisions. scripture, Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him." That means back then the people, Elijah was saying, either follow God or follow the idols. So this is what that he was saying in the scripture, coming from 1 Kings 18:21. Sometimes it's difficult to make a decision you feel completely uncomfortable with. You hesitate and waver between the two opinion and hope that someone else will make the decision for you. Life gives its treasure to those who make positive and definite decisions. These people are not waved to or for by every idea or set of circumstances. Once they have made a decision, they do not change their mind. The fear of making the wrong decision causes hesitancy, tension, and uncertainty. But it is better to make wrong decisions and learn from the failure than to live with indecisive. So yes, it is good for us to have failure and make wrong decisions, because we should learn from those wrong decisions and do better. If you let God guide you, you have a source of wisdom that becomes more powerful the more you use it. Consider every decision in prayer before God. Spend time with him. Consider alternate and open yourself to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. When you feel in your heart that you should move into a certain direction, go forward indecisively, conscious of his indwelling presence, then you will live with confidence. If you develop this, then you can trust your decision. The more we pray and ask God about, we feel more comfortable that whenever we do make a decision, we're making the right decisions. We have confidence because God is going to give us the insight and the wisdom to make good decisions and better decisions. Not just good decisions, better decisions. Because I know we all struggle with decisions that we make from time to time that we regret. And like I say, I have my share, and I'm sure you have some also. And difficult tasks. And who is equal to such a task? 2 Corinthians 2:16. At times, you will wrestle with difficult tasks that you test your strength and skills to the limit. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord of your life, you will agree to obey him in all things. But now he may have called you to do something that feels totally inadequate to handle. Many followers of Christ become frustrated their work for God because they try to do things in their own limited strength instead of looking beyond themselves to the wisdom, power, and ability that God provides. Yes, you must trust God. God never calls you to do something that he knows you cannot do, even if you think it is beyond your ability. When God calls you to do something for him, he supplies the skills needed. I have this little sticky on my computer screen, and it says, when God sends us on a mission, he joins us on the journey. In other words, whenever God wants you to do something, he's going to make sure that you're going to be able to, when he gives you the task, he's going to make sure that you are equipped with everything that he needs. Now, sometimes we don't always use it when he sends it to us. tell us what to do and give us equipment, but we don't follow through with everything. So even though we don't always follow through, God always gives us the skills needed. When you face a difficult task, don't become intimidated by the degree of difficulties and ask the Holy Spirit to give you the wisdom and insight you need to succeed. Through the power of Jesus Christ and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, you will become discouraged and you will become overcome discouragement and complete the task in a way that pleases Him. And sometimes we question the task that God has for us, and we don't want to follow through. There's many things that God has asked me to do. Sometimes I said, now why do I have to do that? Nobody, I mean, they're not going to receive this well. I question it. But when I do it, I'm relieved, and also later on I find, and it doesn't matter if just one person get what God wanted you to say or do for them, that's all that's needed. He doesn't have to have a whole neighborhood to believe in what you're trying to do. But if there's one person that receives it the way God wants it received, then you have accomplished your goal. But that has happened to me. One of these days I'm going to tell you a story, but this is I want to continue to go over some other things that I want to read. But just knowing that it doesn't have to be a big crowd when you're doing God's will. And here is a new approach that you can follow. Scripture Revelation 21:5. He who was seated at the throne said, I am making everything new. The heart of the gospel is God's entered human history in the person of the living Christ. It is an awesome truth and a mystery that has us kneeling before the omnipresent God in worship and wonder. The fact that Christ can identify with us and us with Him open new horizons of greatness beyond our comprehension. Jesus Christ came to take you from failure and despair into a place where you could reach spiritual maturity. When this happens, your circumstances changes. You are able to face your problems with a complete new perspective and with a new attitude. Those decisions that comes to you, He'll help you to make those decisions better. He also will make you feel comfortable in making a decision. And when you make the decision, you feel that it's the right decision because the Holy Spirit will be within you and helping you with it. Through the coming of Jesus Christ is our sin-wrecked world. And this world is really getting worse and worse. Don't even like listening to the news anymore because it's nothing positive that you hear anymore. God came to reveal the mystery of His omnipresence so that even the most simple-hearted can understand it. When He was with the disciples, He spoke in parables, but when He didn't think that the disciple knew what He was talking about, He went over it again, trying to let them understand exactly what He was saying. So God will make it clear to you whatever He wants you to do. He'll bring examples. And when you don't listen and do what He has you to do, oh yeah, He brings circumstances. This means that if you embrace Jesus Christ as your Savior and Redeemer, your life will never be the same again. His coming will make everything in your life new. He will give you the comfort you need, the strength to accomplish anything that he has for you to do. And sometimes, even by death, we don't think that we can overcome those feelings that we're going through. But each day it gets better and better. He gives us that strength, understanding, and wisdom that he's right there with you and he can get through. He will help you through all those circumstances and all those decisions that you have to make. And throughout life, we're going to always have decisions to make. But as we continue to pray and ask the Holy Spirit whenever we have to make decisions, it will become easier and easier for us because we are allowing the Holy Spirit to help us to make those decisions. So be prayerful at all times. Whenever I am making a phone call about any kind of decision I'm getting ready to make or something that I want somebody else to do or company to change or whatever, I always pray before I make that phone call or talk to that person or whatever I need to do. I always pray about it because once I pray about it, I have confidence that the Holy Spirit will help me deal with it. And also that what happens, the other person on the line, and always be nice when you're speaking to, even though if you're upset, be nice to that person, polite, even on telephone, because that person will change their attitude with you or feel, it will help them to give you the right decision or write what you want to hear. And most of the time, and plus you have prayed to the Holy Spirit about it also. So whenever you make that phone call, it happens just the way that you want it to happen because you prayed, you let the Holy Spirit, and you were kind and nice to that person. And what you put out, you're going to get back. You're going to receive. If you give goodness, you'll receive goodness. So just knowing that all these decisions that we have to make, these difficult tasks, just try the new approach. Praying and asking the Holy Spirit to help you to make better decisions. And he will let you do just that. Because I am trying to do the better of making better decisions. But that one decision that I made long, it has bothered me throughout the 20 years. Well, not the latter part of the 20 years, because really I didn't realize how bad that decision was until later on, until it affected something about me. But it is what it is. But we must go on knowing that Jesus can help us and change things in our lives. Even though that we can't see it, he can turn things around. I mean, it's amazing. He's such an awesome God, how he can change things around in you. Say, why did I worry about that situation? When, look, how he will blow your mind if you allow him to take care of it. Give your cares to him. Give the burdens to him. Whatever problem, a question. It doesn't have to be a problem. It can be a question. Just talk to him about it. And you know how you want God to talk to you like I'm talking to you tonight? He doesn't always, that doesn't the way he do things. It can be a thought. Many times I receive with thoughts. Also, I receive in reading. I can pick up a book and I'm reading something, or I am looking at something on TV and all of a sudden, I say, oh. And the reason why you know that, because it seems like it's like a light bulb just came on. You just feel right then that spirit just let you know that is what it is and what you need to do or whatever. I mean, you can really tell the difference. That special words, our insight, our thoughts was what God was trying to tell you or what you will ask God to tell you. That's how I receive it. It's just like a little light bulb that's come on in my head. But that is all I want to share tonight. Decision, decision, decision. You know, God said, let him have all those decisions. Let him help you make them. And he'll do just that. Just trust and believe in him. We have a few announcements. It is, we have about 5 more minutes left. Next week, yes, next week, the 21st, we are going bowling between 2 and 4 o'clock. I haven't heard, but you know one thing? One thing, I do have something that I want to share with my widows, and I am going to do a calling post. I can get y'all to show up, but y'all want to call me and let me know that y'all are coming. I have a few people that always call and let me know that they're coming. I need a total. I need a total of how many people are coming. Miss Mandy needs that total so she can make reservations. But if I don't get the phone call, we don't know how many people are coming. But I must say y'all show up. But you got to call too. You got to be obedient, not just to the Lord, but be to us to do, so we can know what to do. We try to do our best to make things, do things for the ministry. But I tend to have to say, I have a problem when y'all don't call me and let me know how many people are coming. Some do and some don't. And many of you have already done so. And I thank the ones that have. And the next thing, keep on getting other people to join us on the Memphis trip. We are getting, the numbers are getting higher and higher, and we're getting people who are interested. But we still need more people on the bus. You know, the bus holds 40-something, I think it's 46. I got to get that number again. And we're not there yet. We've got to fill those bus. But we are doing well. But just keep on. Don't. When someone asks you, is it too late? No, it's not too late. Just tell them to give me a call, and I'll let them know what I needed. I'll talk with them and tell them exactly what they need to know. So keep on doing what you're doing, and be blessed. I'm trying to see if there's any other. Oh, by the way, one of our widows, and she was one of the first, group that became a part of our ministry, Miss Jessie Mae White. She turned 80 years today, 80 years old. Isn't that something? She was at the Christmas breakfast with us. I brought her with me, and she turns 80 years old today. So if anyone have her number, you can call her. I mean, not again tonight, but maybe you can call her tomorrow. If you want to give her a call, I know a couple of you have some the list with numbers. Give her a call and wish her happy birthday. 80 years old, that's a blessing. And it's just amazing. Her husband, let me see how many years ago it hasn't been her husband. Let me look at this. That's 2015. Okay. It has been 13 years. But it doesn't seem that long. Yeah, it has been 13 years. Her husband passed in April of 2002. That's how long I've known her. And she, like I said, she didn't look like that she was old, and she really looks good for her age today. So it's a blessing. And that is all I have tonight. Have a great week. And those decisions that you have to make this week, just talk to God about them and help him to ask him to help you with those decisions so you'll make better and right decisions. Have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon.
time, I truly believed that I could do it on my own. But all that I found at the end of that road is that concept for me was all wrong. But I found a savior who turned me around and he placed his love on me. And I will try.